Okay, let's review Brachas Daf Nun Beis. On Nun Beis Amaral, the Gemara discusses the issue of someone who's saying Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon on the same exact coast. So there's a Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rabbi Meir holds that according to Beis Shammai, the Seder HaDvarim is Yayin Ner Mazon Besamim Havdalah. According to Beis Hillel, it's the same except Besamim comes before Mazon. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that the way Beis Shammai has it is Mazon first, then Yayin Ner Besamim Havdalah, and the way Beis Hillel has it is that Besamim comes before Ner, but otherwise everything else is the same. The reason that we say Havdalah at the end is because since we always try to make Shabbos go out as late as possible, we try to say as much brachos before as possible to delay the outgoing of Shabbos to show that we're not eager to make Shabbos leave. The Gemara then discusses whether Birchas HaMazon requires a kost, and this too is a discussion Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai's shita is the more controversial, and Beis Hillel's shita is very straightforward, that Birchas HaMazon is definitely to una kost. Beis Shammai's shita, according to Rabbi Chiya, does not require a kost, and some say that no, Beis Shammai does require a kost, and therefore if a guy has a kost yayin, that only one kost yayin at a suda, he should drink from it only if he's going to have enough left to have a revius for Birchas HaMazon, and enough that he makes sure not to be pogame that kos of yayin by making sure that he pours it on his hand and doesn't drink directly out of it. Because once he drinks directly out of it, he's pogame the entire kos. The Gemara then discusses whether Netilas Yadayim L'Su'uda comes first or Mezigas HaKos before the Su'uda comes first, and why one would come before the other. According to Beis Shammai, Netilas Yadayim comes first. The Mishnah has said this, because if you're Mozig the Kos first, we're Choshesh, that the wine is going to spill on the back of the Kos, and then when the Stam Yadayim touch the Kos, it's going to be Metame the Mashkim, and that liquid is then going to go be Metame the Kos itself. And according to them, it's Aser to use a Kos that the back of the kos has already become tameh, out of chashash that drops from inside the kos are going to come out and be metameh the outside of the kos, and then it's going to go be metameh or yadayim. Beis Hillel holds no, you do mezigas hakos first, because we're not worried that little drops are going to come out b'shas ha-su'uda, and there's no reason to refrain from using a kos that has become tameh on the back. Adrabah, you shouldn't wash your hands first because we're afraid that you're not going to dry your hands properly, and some of the moisture that's still on your hands are going to be mekabel tumah from the achorei hakos, and it's going to be metameh or yadayim. Another reason for Beis Hillel that he says to be notel yadayim at the end is because take off the netilas yadayim suda, that there is didn't make the list of takeoffs that we had 10 blad ago, but there is this concept of takeoff the netilas yadayim suda, that right after netilas yadayim, person is supposed to have their suda. And often in Beis, Gemara discusses how you should, where you should put the towel that you use to dry your hands. What do you do with it? B'shas suda. According to Beis Shammai, you put it on the table, but don't put it on the cushion or on the seat that a person sits on, because we're afraid that it might be tamei, and the water that's moistening the towel is going to become tamei, and it's going to become a rishon l'tumah, and then it's going to go and be metamei the person's hands. According to Beis Hillel, you should put it on the seat, but don't put it on the shulchan, because the shulchan is a sheni l'tumah, and in that way it's going to be metamei the water that's in the towel, and it's going to be metamei all the food. According to Beis Shammai, the reason why he's not worried about putting it on the table is that Beis Shammai holds that it's usher to eat on a shulchan that's tameh, even if the shulchan is only a sheni l'tumah, because Beis Shammai is always worried that there might be a kohen eating truma on that table, and truma can become a shlishi. So we don't want the kohen to eat truma on the table where the table itself is a sheni, so you're never allowed to eat on such a table. Beis Hillel is not choshesh for that. The kohen is not going to put his truma on a table that he doesn't research very well for his kohanimer's reason. They're not going to make such a mistake. Beis Hillel holds that it's better not to put the towel on the tohar table, because we're afraid that maybe you're going to eat on a shulchan tameh, and it's going to be metameh the ochlim. And there are more reason to concern ourselves with tumas ochlim, which has an ikar min haTorah, more so than tumas yadayim. So Beis Hillel says, I'm more worried about tumas ochlim, because at least the concept of food becoming tameh is a concept to midaraisa, even though this particular tumah is only tumah midrabanan. But the concept of yadayim becoming tameh is an entire concept that's only midrabanan. On a daraisa level, either you're tameh or you're not tameh. There's no idea of your hands becoming tameh. The Gemara then discusses whether we clean off all the crumbs from the table before we wash mayim achronim or afterwards. This was another machlokes b'sham b'sil in the Mishnah. B'shamay holds we clean off the table first, because since you're allowed to use a shamash ha'ma'aretz, a waiter is not ma'aretz, rechoshesh, that he's not going to know that you're not allowed to throw out crumbs that are at least the size of a gezayis, and he's not going to remove them before the netilas mayim achronim, and therefore they can get ruined from the mayim achronim. But according to Beis Hillel, you could be not the mayim achronim first before you remove the crumbs, because you're not allowed to use a shamash ha'ma'aretz. You're not allowed to use a waiter that's not ma'aretz anyway. So whoever's cleaning off the table is going to realize that he's got to remove all the crumbs that are larger than a kazayis before the mayim achronim, and then to clean off the smaller crumbs that you could do later, because there's no iser of being mafsid crumbs that are smaller than a kazayis. Then the daf concludes with a discussion of the nusach of the bracha on the esh of havdalah motzai Shabbos, whether it's bara ma'or ha'esh or borei ma'orei ha'esh. Beishamei holds bara ma'or ha'esh. Beisil holds borei ma'orei ha'esh. According to Rabbah, they're arguing whether the lashon of borei is a lashon of past tense, because the bracha is supposed to be on the fire that was created at the on the first Motzai Shabbos of the history of the world, so it should be past tense. Bara for sure is past tense. Question is whether borei is past tense. According to Rav Yosef, no, everyone agrees borei is past tense, because there are psukim that use borei in the past tense. Rather, they're arguing about how many types of light there are in fire, that whether it's one type of light or many different types of light. So the machlok is not about bara versus borei, it's about ma'or versus ma'orei, where Beis Shammai holds it's only one type of light, and Beis Hillel holds it's many types of light. That is a chazara of brachos taf nun beis.